Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we gather this evening, let's be mindful of our civic responsibilities that is an acknowledgement of our place to live and work. And may we also remember those serving in far-off lands, protecting the freedom that we so much enjoy in this great country. In the name we pray. Amen. Amen. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Lasick.
Here.
Mr. McNaughton.
Here.
Mr. Profato.
Here.
Mr. Cantola.
Here.
Ms. Marquez.
Here.
Ms. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Salido.
Here.
Mr. Marino.
Here, you had your meeting minutes December distributed before you. Council's pleasure.
Make a motion to place on file.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by McNaughton to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Reports and communications.
First, from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control, notice to legislative authority to Macaulay's Deluxe Supermarkets Incorporated, DBA Macaulay's Niles Giant Eagle.
I refer that to the Chief of Police for him to review.
Second.
Is there a motion to refer to the Police Chief and Safety Director for their report recommendation? Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic. Any questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
Next, from the Chief of Fire Department, a letter regarding the Weathersfield engine.
We're going to place that in on the return to keep on records and to return it for the fire truck going back.
So a motion to accept and place on file. Moved by Marquez. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Smith. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Council will be taking action to return the fire truck during the legislative portion of the meeting.
Next, from the police chief, the Niles Police Department 2019 annual report.
Make motion to accept place on file.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Marquez to accept and place on file. Questions or comments?
Nice job, chief. Nice job.
All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
From the mayor's office, the Niles Downtown Inventory 2019.
Make a motion to place on file.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
And last, from the Niles Municipal Court, the 2019 annual report.
It's the report from the judge, so I'd like to have that placed on file also.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Salido to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next order of business is public remarks. If you would like to address Niles City Council this evening, you need to raise your hand, be recognized by the chair. After being recognized, you can step forward to the podium. State your full name and address for the record. You'll be afforded 5 minutes in total to address council. Beth.
Beth Nolan, 26 Beaver Creek Drive. I have a question about draft number 2 with the bike trail. I would like to know, A, why we're creating a separate department. And we asked for $20,000. And is that $20,000 to create that department? And where are we going to get those people from? Or are we going to hire more people? So, and are we asking for more money to take care of the bike trail? We take care of the bike trail, it's only 2 miles that we take care of, so I'm wondering what this whole scenario is about. So, if, can I get any answers about that, or?
I'll speak on that. From a finance standpoint, This particular piece of legislation tonight is to create an account. There's no funds being discussed at all what's going into the account. We will have a meeting, and that will be discussed at the next council meeting, brought up for attention. But basically, the $20,000 that you're talking about right now is wages and benefits for the employees doing it. We're not looking at increasing any headcount at all at this time or in the future. It's not even on the tables of discussion. What it is looking at the individuals that we do use out of our departments, charging to the general fund a function that is general fund monies that needs to be gotten from, not from any other entity where the employees may be coming from to cut the grass or change the trash or maintain the restrooms at the trailhead.
Okay, so, but don't we have employees that can do that already?
We have employees that have been doing that, and we have, it's been a challenge taking the funding from the department the employees work in and moving it to general fund. What this is looking to do is the time that they put on their cards for that work being done, it will come out of this separate general fund account instead of out of a light or electric or sewer street department. Where the employee comes from needs to be based on the general fund money that's available to pay for. All we're looking to do with this is not put more money out there, but put a fund out there that says this is what it costs the city to operate a bike trail in a year. It's not really, we're trying to get it to where we're managing the money to the hours to the actual work that employees are doing.
Okay, and then on
that, next Wednesday at 5 o'clock, I'm chairing a committee for the public grounds where we're going to entertain questions, comments, concerns, ideas that we will bring back in, so you'll be able to come and bring others and speak freely on what you're concerned about and what you'd like to see, etc. So that's next Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Wednesday at 5. Okay, and that, is that going to include the parks too also?
That is under his purview as the chair.
The parks and the cemetery.
Okay,
and
that's awesome actually. All right.
Understand this, don't mix the bike trail with the parks. It's not.
Right, absolutely. That's why I said it's at the parks.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
The answer to your question is right, yes, but this bike trail and this account has nothing to do with the parks whatsoever.
Correct.
Or cemetery.
Again, come next Wednesday to the city building with your ideas and speak freely, and we'll see where we go from there.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Anyone else wish to address council? Then Barry.
D7, 611 Warren Avenue. Two questions. We got taxed on our license plates. How much money have we collected on the license plates? And wasn't some of that money supposed to go towards our streets?
It is. We collected an additional $160,000 in 2019, and City Council in the budget at the last meeting appropriated $160,000 to put towards street resurfacing for this year.
Okay. Second question, water meters. Has everybody received their new water meter?
I don't know.
Well, this is 2 years now that we've been working on these water meters. Is there any more water meters in the pool shed?
Mr. President, roughly 80% of the city is done, has a new water meter. The other 20% for residents who refuse to let NECO into their homes for whatever reason, our employees are on a daily basis scheduling and installing the rest of their meters. All of the meters are inventoried and housed in the basement of City Hall, locked in a locker room.
Thanks, Matt.
In City House, he said City House?
City Hall.
City Hall. Okay. Only reason I asked that is because social media, people were complaining about water, how they were getting estimated bills. But when I got my new meter in, I have never received an estimated bill. So I was just wondering, if you got a new meter, do you still get an estimated bill?
Some of the meters do have estimated bills. Some, whether it be the meter head or a connection, do spit out estimated bills. NECO is aware of the ones that are being estimated. We have a report that we run quite often to see how many estimated bills we do have within the city. The report that spits out our estimated bills, our billing office is scheduling appointments and trying to get people, our customer service people, into those homes to replace the meters.
That happened to me. I wasn't reading, was getting an estimate. They came out, fixed the whatever that was you spoke to, and it has been repaired. So,
a few months ago, back in the summer, it's very important if our residents do receive estimated bills, or you're aware of your constituents who do receive estimated bills, to make sure they call, schedule an appointment, and we will send someone out right away to replace, whether it be the meter head, the MIU, a connection, whatever it may be, to make sure that the bills are accurate. But there have been more accurate readings now more than ever, because we are on top of watching what is estimated, what is actual.
So what happens when you don't? I think my question is, I remember Council saying something that if you didn't get the new meter, that you were going to get money tacked onto your electric and your water sewage bill. So what happens if these people don't want the new meter? Then what are you going to do?
Well, I think that what needs to happen is that probably is a better place for a utilities committee meeting with the administration, the department, and allowing council to get up to speed because we've got new members and working through that, as opposed to going and deliberating through here. So
yeah, I think we've been talking about these new meters for quite a long time now.
Yeah, we have.
Exactly.
But I also think it's fair to say that they've made great progress in addressing what's transpired in the past. So.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Barry.
Barry and Steffi Sr., 3636 Boston Avenue in Holland. I come here tonight to reiterate my displeasure with the city of Niles trying to annex our properties. If you drive down Main Street out here any day of the week, I'd like for somebody to tell me how many empty businesses there are. Only in my opinion, Niles is coming after us as homeowners in Weatherfield and Holland Township to offset the money they can't get because they can't get people to move in these buildings. Half of this Main Street is empty. They're all empty buildings. And yet, you've got Boscov's going into the Eastwood Mall, but we've got nothing coming downtown. And I truly believe that Niles is trying to use the Holland and Weatherfield residents as just goats. And I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Barry. Anyone else wish to address council? Amy?
Amy Cantola, 208 Van Avenue. Dee just brought up about billing and everything, and today was the day I got a bill for my electric in my house on Van Avenue. My bill was from October 25th to November, November 26th. It's not due until January 21st. Why are we almost a month behind on our billing cycle? Like, you know, I'm paying in January. I'm thinking I'm paying December's bill when I'm paying November. So we're that far behind on.
Repeat that again.
My bill I received today in the mail was from October 25th to 11/26, November 26th. It's due January 21st. So my bill that I'm paying in January, which I'm thinking would be December.
Or part of November, December.
It's right. It's right. Really from October 25th to November 26th. So it's kind of weird because I'm like a month behind.
Have you and spoken to Stephanie?
When I went down, Stephanie was really helpful today, and so was the other lady.
Hang on a second, Amy. I need the audience to pipe down a little bit, please. First of all, we record these meetings, and it is disrespectful to the individual addressing the body to have murmuring and mumbling in the background, so I'd appreciate it if that would cease immediately. Thank you. And I'll retain your time, Amy.
That's right. I spoke with Stephanie and the other lady at the counter, which were very nice, but I didn't really pay attention to the due date. All I was talking about was, like, my meter had been pulled and everything like that, so an estimate, you know, would be taken care of. But then when I got home and I was looking at it, and it was like, wait a minute, that my last bill is not due until the 21st of January. But when you look at the reading was from October to November. You see what I'm saying? It just seems like a long period of time. If I pay my gas bill, I'm paying my gas bill, and they want it like in 2 weeks from the time I get it.
Right.
So I just was curious on why we're so far behind. Is that something that can be corrected? Let me ask that.
I don't know the answer to this question.
Mr. President, all she has to do is come down, we'll take a look at the bill.
And I took the bill.
Pull your account and see where it is. I got mine the other day, and mine was fine.
No, I'm not talking about the bill itself. I'm talking about
the date.
The billing period.
The billing period is a long, and I'm staying at my daughter's, so I got her bill today, too, and it's the same. It's due in January, but it was for October and November, you know.
Well, you got to come on down and take a look.
I understand that, but
you're going to have to go down and see Stephanie in order to get that particular question answered, because I don't know the answer to it. If I did, I'd gladly tell you.
Okay. I didn't know if it was a software issue or what, if that's the way we bill for that
long
period of time.
Well, it seems to me when they go out and do the reads, they come in, they plug it in, it gets the electric, the water's read remotely.
Right,
so it's the electric that's read, unless you don't have a new meter.
I don't have a meter at all, but thanks.
You don't have a meter at all?
No, the house
car.
Oh.
My meter's gone, but thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? I'm going to let you go last, George. Anyone else?
I'm sorry.
No, hang on, George. I'm going to let her go. You're going to go last.
Oh,
may I have your name and address for the record, please?
Amanda Ross, 2998 Niles Carver Road, Weathersfield Township. I feel the need to just speak up because this lovely gentleman from Howland spoke up on behalf of his community, and this is just not fair. People, this is the United States of America. We should have a choice of where we choose to live. I chose to live in Weathersfield Township, not the city of Niles. And the basic fact comes down to the city of Niles is having some financial issues. And this is a way for you guys to fix your financial issues. I think other things can be done. And I just feel that this is completely unfair. We're not getting any information in regards to what section you want. Do you want all of Weathersfield? Do you want, because we have your utilities? I'm sorry, we have your utilities. If I would have 13 years ago realized that this was going to happen because I already provide you money by paying my utilities, I would have never bought. Now I can't sell my house because nobody wants to be mixed up in this shenanigans, is the nicest way I could put it. You're getting our money, we're getting nothing. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. And George, you're the last individual for this evening.
Pretty excited because I see our questions are getting answered. And I got some. The water meters. Why should a homeowner have to call in and say they got a problem with the reading because it's estimated? Why don't the meter readers just go out and read every meter like they're supposed to? We're still getting estimated readings like from 38 to 45 days, people are telling me. Still the same, but when people are on like a budget and they're getting their money, it's still a 45-day reading. I don't think I should have to call. The meters should be read. Is it we don't have enough readers? Because I know we hired a couple last year, the year before. So that is. And about this $20,000 bike trail. I was saying that we need the money to go into a separate department so we know where the money's coming out. JoJo's been cutting that bike trail for the past, I don't know how many years. And when, I think this came up a couple years ago about where JoJo was getting paid from, and it came down he was getting from the light department, which is an enterprise fund. And we know they got a lot of money. So why should we put money in a general fund and take it out of the general fund and not let the light department continue to do it like JoJo's been doing it? He does cut the grass over there because I saw him for years. I mean, am I missing something?
Giovanni, was it this recommended by the auditors to do this, to create a like department or?
The mayor and I sat down when he first came in and we looked at it this past year. We decided moving forward, the best thing for the city is to remove it to the general fund, and that's what we discussed in budget meetings, finance meetings for, you know, the last 6 months.
Correct.
So that's why we're moving in that direction. And the overall budget of the city is still the same. It's the same expenditures. It's not increasing any expenditures. Those expenditures were still coming out of city funds.
Giovanni, what's the advantage in doing that, separating them?
More transparent. You can see exactly what's being spent on the bike trail. And that's what the body, when we were talking in finance meetings, was what we wanted to do. So we can see what's exactly being spent on the bike trail.
Thank you. There was no increase in funding. It's the same dollar amount that's always been. Same supplies, same maintenance, same workers. We discussed many times that there's the same workers are going to continue to maintain that trail. It's just for accounting purposes and transparency purposes. So
can that can't be done. Budget, if JoJo's in the light department, if JoJo's in the light department,
within the budget,
George, I can finish.
So within the budget, like Giovanni said, we see exactly what is spent on a yearly basis on that bike trail for the maintenance and upkeep, and it's built into the city budget for transparency reasons.
George.
Okay, so if that's the case, then since JoJo works in the light department, gets paid from there because that's what I've been told, he no longer can cut that bike trail.
Because he can, George. The way,
but the money comes from an enterprise.
So George, when he's working, hang on. I don't want many different conversations. Do you want to explain how it works, John?
Or go ahead. I'm sure.
Go ahead.
Once we get their timesheets through our electronic software, the supervisor will attach how many hours that individual spends in a different department. Just because that individual belongs to a certain department, we've been doing it for the last 4.5 years. If a person is moved from a light department and is working in the street or working in the parks or working here, we cross-charge that to that department and that fund. We've been doing it for the last 4 years.
Which is the correct way.
Right, exactly. Right.
So if the person you're referring to works at the bike trail, his supervisor is going to say he spent 2 hours on the bike trail, so we're going to pay him hourly rate and benefits out of the bike trail department for 2 hours, just like we've been doing.
And I understand all that. I just think it would be better. I mean, I know there's transparency, which is great, but if you can't keep track of a guy cutting the bike trail twice.
They can. This is for budgeting purposes, though. That's why they're doing this.
The
council.
It's not to keep track of the person.
It's for budgeting purposes.
Correct.
So council wanted better control, better transparency for seeing how those dollars to maintain and take care of the bike trail are expended on an annual basis. And I agree with Sherry. I suspect that not only came from the administration, but the state auditors would have had something to say about that as well during an audit, saying, well, how is the city funding a position with the light department employee when that's a general funded obligation?
Right, it came up like that when
right.
I came in first.
Correct. George, you have 30 seconds.
Okay, now the park. Council passed a law that It says that when there's stuff to be government deals assigned or to sell, council has to say okay about it. How does a park board have two trucks? How do they get the authorization to put the vehicles in auctions?
Go ahead.
We have an ordinance that you know, the park commissioners were created under the revised code. All equipment belongs to the park, and the park board controls equipment. My understanding is those trucks were transferred to the park under the park's control. So they have the ability to manage it, dispose of it.
His time's expired. George, your time's expired. Thank you.
If you want to send me an email, I'll give you the information.
Thank you.
That was pretty short there, Mr. Manning.
I admit
it's... I didn't expect all the
answers. Can't wait. You have any
answers? Okay. Committee reports?
None.
Tonight's legislation, please.
Draft number 187-19 to be brought to the floor for the third time. Creating a residential tax increment financing incentive district encompassing certain parcels of real property, declaring improvements to the parcels within the incentive district to be a public purpose and exempt from real property taxation, requiring the owners of those parcels to make service payments in lieu of taxes, establishing a municipal public improvement tax increment equivalent fund for the deposit of those service payments, specifying the public infrastructure improvements to be made that directly benefit or serve parcels in the incentive district, approving and authorizing the execution of a tax increment financing agreement.
Council's pleasure. A third reading or suspension are your options. Pardon me?
Third reading. I make a motion for third reading.
Moved by Marquesas. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Salido. Marquesas, Salido for a third reading.
Salido.
Call a roll for a third reading, please.
Mr. Lasick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquesas?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Smith. Call roll for adoption, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquesas?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 187-19 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 197-19 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance creating the bike trail department within the general fund, department 101-1076, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second.
Is there a second?
A second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Marquesas for a second reading. Questions or comments?
A question. Where are we going to come up with funding now until our next meeting? Do we have any funding in case anything happens?
No. Mm-mm. Nothing happens, huh?
No money? Thank you.
Call the roll for a second reading, please.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquesas?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 197-19 has received a second reading. The clerk please present the next draft.
Draft number 1-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the sale by internet auction of certain obsolete items no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency.
Suspension or first reading?
Motion for suspension.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquesas?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
The rules are suspended.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Marquesas, seconded by Cantola for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft 1-20 has been adopted under suspension of the rules. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 2-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the return of the 1989 E1 Class A pumper to the Weathersfield Township and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Move to adopt.
Motion adopted by Marquez, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? I'd like to thank the township for allowing us the use of the fire truck. It was loaned to us in some difficult times several years ago, and we appreciate the gesture. Call the roll for adoption, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft 2-20 has been adopted under suspension of rules. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 3-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the City of Niles to participate in the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith. Sorry, Smith.
Yeah, they both did.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Call the roll. Questions or comments? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
To adopt.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
By Smith, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith? Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
3-20 has been adopted under suspension of the rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 4-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution adopting the new council rules for the 2020 to 2022 term and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Smith for suspension, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Move to adopt.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
4-20 is adopted under suspension of your rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 5-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution appointing the president pro tem, clerk of council, the assistant clerk of council, council sergeant at arms, and the parliamentary, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
To adopt.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
5-20 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 6-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution accepting the proposal from the YSU Center for Urban and Regional Studies to complete mapping of underground lighting from January through June of 2020 and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Moved up.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of the rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 7-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the purchase of new police cruisers through the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program for the 2020 calendar year and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of the rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 8-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the purchase of ammunition through the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program for the 2020 calendar year and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Salito for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
To adopt.
Yeah.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by McNaughton for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft 8-20 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Council Member Marquez.
Yes, we'll be bringing in Ordinance 9-20. And it's an ordinance to amend the zoning of parcels 25099361.
Do you want me to do it? No? Okay. Just a motion to add draft 9-20 to this evening's agenda is the first in order by Marquez. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Profato. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next motion must be to renumber the draft 9-20 as presented. Moved by Lastic, seconded by Profato, to label the draft 9-20. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Would the clerk please present draft 9-20 by caption?
Draft number 9-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance to amend the zoning of parcels 25-099361, 25-529876, 25-593200, 25-440700, 25-462900, 25-725300, 25-101260, and 25-100850, currently owned by Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, and declaring an emergency.
I would like that read one more time.
I know.
Second. Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Please let the record reflect that the council did conduct a public hearing this evening. Mr. Crowley presented the information to council. Any other comments? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Cantola.
Second.
Seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft 9-20 has been adopted under suspension of rules. The next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year and be a peaceful one. Mayor?
Yes, three quick comments. First, park and cemetery offices have been relocated from City Hall to the office in the Niles Wellness Center. That was a part of our plan since day one. They are now in the office right to the left when you walk in, both the park and wellness center. They're fully operating out of that office. So anyone who needs any park rentals, cemetery plot purchases, please pass along. They need to go to the wellness center at their new office. That's also being printed on the utility bill to reach our constituents, as well as on the video screen at City Hall.
Yeah, I wonder if the phone numbers will change.
Phone numbers are the same. Phone numbers are all hooked. Our phones are all hooked up. Computers are all hooked up. Everything's fully functional. Next thing, different water line. Installation is nearing its completion. It should be done by the end of January. All restorations will hopefully be done in the spring and before the summer hits. So it's still a little bit of work in process with the restorations go, but as far as the line itself, it's in. The hydrants are in. Everything will be fully functional by the end of January. And then quick notice, I do want to recognize a few of our City of Niles employees who did retire. They're officially off the books. Karen DeCristofaro from the Auditor's Office, Chris Manella, Tony Johnson, and Tim Hewitt from the Police Department. Just want to recognize them for their years of service to the City of Niles here tonight. That's all I have.
Thank you, Karen. Mr. Director?
Permits for sewer taps, water lines, etc., are going to be given at the wastewater treatment plant, not in the basement of the admin building. So we'll have signs up and put that on the website too. So for those types of permits that will be given out at the wastewater treatment plant, Nina is the secretary out there, and she'll take care of that.
Anything else? Mr. Director?
No comments.
Chief?
No comments.
Chief?
No.
Mr. Lauder?
No comment.
Mr. Lauder?
A couple. we're currently working on closing out the 2019 fiscal year. Hopefully by either the next meeting or the first meeting in February, we'll have our financial reports for City Council. Just a few highlights of things that transpired over this last year, which are very positive things for the city and our community. One is our general fund. Back in 2015, when I came in, and for the previous auditor when he left early, our city was looking at very difficult financial straits. I know Dr. Marino was there, Mr. Lastick was there, some of you in this room were there. We were looking at a negative $280,000 general fund. So things have turned around in the city and in a positive manner. We were released from fiscal emergency last March. Since 2015, on a negative $280,000 balance, we're looking at finishing 2019 at $7.8 million in our general fund, which is a huge turnaround. And a lot of the things that council has adopted, things we have done, things the community has entrusted in us, with park replacement levies, income tax renewals, those types of things. So we do have a very positive outlook in our general fund. Our water fund back in 15 was negative $2.6 million. That has turned around. We're looking at almost over $500,000 in our water fund now. So things are moving in a positive direction. In order to get released from fiscal emergency, we had to show a five-year positive outlook. Moody's has recently rated our community, and we are now Baa2, which is a positive outlook for our economy and our city. So those types of things are happening right now, and that has been released already through Moody's. So those are some things that have happened, things that are moving forward. So hopefully by the first part of February, you all have our financial report from the auditor's office. So, secondly, I know I talked with Al. We're going to do a finance meeting next week. In that, we do need to talk about our property and casualty insurance. We did bid that out. The law director and I have gone through those. There are some discrepancies on the two bidders that we had. We don't have a final decision yet. We need to renew that by January the 20th. So depending on how that happens, we're going to work through Al and through you guys, and we're going to have to probably get something done before then for that renewal. So just keep your calendars open for Al when we get to that point. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Otter. Mr. Treasurer?
Nothing this evening.
HR? Any department head in the audience have any comments? Madam, Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
I just want to briefly thank city workers who have been out deep in the trenches when water main breaks in this cold weather. I've seen them. I want to commend them, hard workers. And I just want to thank our auditor for that report. Some of us started our third term. We were in it when we first started in 16. So a large part of the work you've done in our treasurer administration, the narrative that Knight's finances are decrepit, that is no more. We're in really good shape. Thank you for all your hard work. And we'll let them know we continue. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Capato.
I wouldn't mind what Mr. McNaught said. Congratulations on a good job of the auditor and everybody working in conjunction with the effort to get us out of this.
Mr. Cantola?
I'm good, thank you.
Did you want to announce your committee meetings now? Or whenever you're going to have your meetings?
No, I was just going to have this after comments. Executive session.
No. I mean, are you going to have a finance meeting next
week? I will let Nikki know because I have to look at my schedule now. Oh, okay. I have to have it next week.
All right.
I know Doug's working on the 15th, right. So.
I was listening to him and then I thought you had a meeting. I'm sorry. All right. Nikki will let everybody know. And
correct.
Nikki will send a press release out for the community for the finance meeting. Thanks, Al. Ms. Marquez?
Welcome back. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah. Mr. Salido?
Just the public realm, meeting next Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Lower chambers of City Council. Everybody hear that? Very good.
City Hall.
Motion has been made for executive session.
Mr. Cantola?
Yeah. Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion that we move to executive session for litigation with Ohio Revised Code 121-22 G3 and G5.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by McNaughton. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Council's adjourned at 6:47. Would ladies and gentlemen and guests please exit council chambers. Mr. Law Director, who do you want to stay?